Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on, online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
BFM 89.9, The Morning Run continues. Julian Ng, Ibrahim Sunny, and myself. We also have Bharath Joshi on the line. He's head of investments for Indonesia from Aberdeen Asset Management.
So good morning, Bharath. Let's talk about the Indonesian rupiah, because the focus over here had been on the ringgit most recently. And in fact, the rupiah has probably strengthened a little since the Trump's victory. What do you think explains this?
Morning, Julian. There's been a set of multi-factors that is basically in the country's favor currently. So after the sharp post-election drop, the market has actually started to recover later in the month, and the currency has also have been quite steady. So what has basically has happened? So we have had a successful tax amnesty program. You combine that with an ongoing fiscal reforms and also an evidence of the effective implementation of land acquisition laws. And this has been a perennial issue in the last 10 years. So all of this seems to be in favor of the market and also the rupiah. So if these reforms continue, I think it would actually reduce the external vulnerabilities and hopefully now better position the country to weather some capital outflows.
And do you think that these kind of reforms and positive news have legs, or has it already been played out in stock prices, in the market? Are investors already fatigued by such news of, you know, very big headlines of Indonesia embarking on major reforms?
I still think that, you know, there's still more legs in the sense of the reforms to take place. I think the tax amnesty, has been a huge success, and in my mind has been the repatriation of a very big asset. And here is the finance minister Sri Mulyani coming back from the U.S. from the World Bank and taking position as finance minister. And the first week she was appointed, she slashed the budget for 2016, and that was a little bit more of a disciplined approach. And when investors relook at this, a very bold move, especially after Parliament has actually approved the budget, and she slashed the budget even further, and she just, you know, hands on deck and said, we can't have the revenue to support this kind of expenses. So I think, a multi-factors of going to 2017 with a fiscal discipline, slow reforms taking place. I mean, obviously, it's a slow burn, and a much stable politics environment should at least aid the market higher in 2017.
And do you think that Trump, going back to America, whether Trump is a risk for the Indonesian market? I mean, he has made statements to the effect that he wants to embark on a little bit more, slightly more protectionist policies, at least a kind of U.S. first policy, which seems pretty antagonistic to countries around these regions.
Yeah, certainly. I think, Trump is certainly a wild card. If you remember, about 3 years ago, I think when Jokowi was appointed as president, President Obama was actually pushing the TPP, Indonesia actually felt left out, and they were certainly very keen to participate in the TPP, to actually raise the productivity of Indonesian manufacturers. Now it seems to be off the cards. But I think Indonesia shouldn't worry too much about the Trump. I think they're working their own, ensuring their own house is in order. So, you know, for example, even the current account deficit is at 1.8%, the lowest that it's been since 2012, which is much lower than the FDI figure, which basically tells me that, you know, Indonesia is no longer relying on short-term portfolio inflows to fund its current account deficit. FDIs continue to increase this year, obviously has bottomed up and has started to increase. GDP has also bottomed out. So and inflation is already at multi-year low. So I think getting its house in order and not worrying so much about the Trump effect indirectly should sustain itself.
So the market has done well in Indonesia for 2016. Where do you think 2017 would hold for the Indonesian market?
Actually, you know, the way I look at it, 2016's performance for the index, it's not surprising. I mean, if you look back, 2015, Indonesia was actually one of the worst dogs in the region. So I would say that the market has just recovered its losses. 2017 will be critical, and the reason why I say this is because this is where earnings will have to start to recover. This is bound to happen. And what I'm actually paying very close attention is Indo Inc. Starting to invest in CapEx, because that would actually give some certainty that companies or management are a bit more optimistic for the future. And then at least this will have a multiplier effect on the economy down the road.
Thanks so much. That was Bharat Joshi, Head of Investments for Indonesia with Aberdeen Asset Management.
Okay, well that's fascinating. I guess the big giant in the region, Indonesia, you know, I mean, the one story that's come out there is the president's fixation on investing in infrastructure. But perhaps there are other stories that are equally compelling.
Yeah, we were earlier talking about policy versus politics per Jomo's statement this morning about there were, quote-unquote, other things that affected the ringgit. And this is one of those examples where in Indonesia they adopted certain policies, you know, that Bharat mentioned: successful tax amnesty, fiscal reform, the reforms that existed in land acquisitions that dogged the market a little bit. And those were the kind of things that actually allowed the rupiah to strengthen against the US dollar. It's almost unbelievable.
It's also worth noting that to contrast the things that is happening here in Malaysia, the way Professor K.S. Jomo does say, Indonesia is largely free of political scandal other than the very recent one with Ahok, the mayor of Jakarta. But otherwise, that kind of free from political scandal, the way President Jokowi is trying to manage the country, kind of accepted the idea that it does lend credibility for investor confidence.
Yeah, well, you know, well, Ahok is actually governor of Jakarta, but more importantly is, there are tensions in that country and they continue, but despite that, there's kind of an institutional resilience, I guess, now. There's this feeling that the institutions are being bolstered in order to provide that kind of resilience.
Just a very quick update on the market. It's now 6 points up to 16.38.71, and some of the active stocks traded in the market today: Micron up 6%, Sendai up 4%, and also stocks like Genting Tanaga, AirAsia are up there as well.
Okay, also up, or coming up rather, is Ringgit and Cents after the 9:30 news. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar. Just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.